If there's no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the meeting and speak to himself and God. So those are the three examples of tongues that we see in the New Testament. Now, this whole tongues issue has produced two main camps, two modern positions on tongues today. The first camp, the first group, are the cessation group, meaning that tongues has ceased. The gift of tongues stopped around 100 AD when the Bible was completed, when the apostolic age came to an end. The belief in this particular camp is that tongues were only a foundational gift. They were only necessary while the Bible was being formed and while the church was, you know, growing and really taking off there in the first century. So that's the cessation camp. The second camp is the continuation camp. And they simply believe that tongues continued past 100 AD all the way to the present. Now, in these two camps, you have subcategories. You see, there are Christians that are fighting and can't get along even in the two camps because they're at different ends of the spectrum. For example, in the cessation camp, the most hardcore position, cessation camp, and you hear some people say this today, that tongues do not exist at all. And if they do, they're demonic at worst or they're psychological deception at best. Okay, so that's like a continuum. That's the far left, the far position of cessation. Demonic or it's just psychological deception at best. The next place is that tongues are not for today, but God still does miracles and he may choose to give someone a miracle of tongues on a case-by-case basis. And then some in this little camp would say that this will accelerate in the last days according to the Joel 2 prophecy of more signs and wonders that take place towards the last days that we are most likely living in. The next position, number 3 under cessation, is that there's a special prayer language that's possible for some Christians to have. It's not called tongues. Okay, they don't call it tongues because that stopped. All right, but it's something else. So that's pretty much the three, and there may be some other variations in there, but the three cessation subcategories. Continuation, which the tongues continues throughout church history to the present, basically says this, one subcategory, tongues are for some Christians as the Spirit wills. Tongue speaking requires great caution and boundaries because of the potential for misunderstanding and abuse, which is Paul's heart here in 1 Corinthians 14, definitely. The apostolic era, that first century, was a unique time. There were some supernatural things taking place that seemed to be a pretty high-powered time. But God still does signs and wonders today to do his work. So that's the first kind of position there for continuation. The next is that all can speak in tongues. They would say all should speak in tongues. It's very helpful for you. God wants all of you to speak in tongues, but it's not necessary for you to have the fullness of the Spirit in your life. Jack Hayford, for example, a well-known Christian charismatic, is in this position. Believes everyone can speak in tongues, but it's really not necessary for the Spirit-empowered life. The third category of continuation is that all should speak in tongues. But it is necessary to be a Spirit-filled Christian. You have to have tongues in your life to really show that you've got the fullness of the Spirit on you. Okay? It's a sign of the baptism of the Spirit they would teach. So they truly divide into the haves and the have-nots type thing. And then the fourth, which is really an old-line Pentecostal view, you don't see or hear much of this today, but it's you have to speak in tongues to be saved. Okay, if you're not a tongue speaker, then that's a sign that you're not a true Christian. So again, think in terms of a continuum. You got from the most severe cessation position, say on this side, to the most severe continuation position. Now, if you look, it's interesting. The difference between cessation 3 and continuation 1 is just like right on both sides of the fence because there's not that much difference. In fact, the only difference might be semantics. All right? I hope I didn't lose you here. I know the radio people are lost right now. Okay. Now, the question might be, okay, where am I? Okay, Mark, where are you? All right, I'll step out here. I'm a continuationist number one. Let me just kind of explain how I got there, because this was not the background that I was trained in. I appreciate and so value and respect my cessation upbringing and theological training, because there's a lot there that's very positive